CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. So today I'm going to be doing Leon Mitchell's special. So basically, I'm going to be playing songs that he produced. Some of the songs that I'm going to play aren't produced by Leon Mitchell's, but kind of give off the vibe or are related to the subject. And I wanted to do a Leon Mitchell's episode because Charm came out, which is an album by Claro, and I was like really shocked that they did a collab, and it was just like worlds kind of colliding. And how I realized after doing a lot of research on Leon Mitchell's, I was like, wow, like the music industry is really small, like it's a really small world, and it has its own cinematic universe, I guess. And when I listened to Charm, I really fell in love with it, and I wanted to know who produced the stuff, and it was Leon Mitchell's. And I was like, what? Leon Mitchell's? He also goes by L. Mitchell's Affair. He's also in Menahan Street Band, and Menahan Street Band produced one of my favorite songs of all time, and I'm going to be playing it in the next few songs. And then he also worked with Norah Jones's recent album as well, so I think that's really cool that he's just been working with a lot of artists that I know and a lot of bands that I know, especially soul. He's like very known in the soul universe, like Big Crown Records right now, and I guess Claro's kind of been roped into it as well. Anyway, so the next few songs I'm going to play are Reasons by L. Mitchell's Affair and Bobby Oroza. There's a New Day Coming by Menahan Street Band and Sandra Williams. That's one of my favorite songs of all time. And then it's going to be Terrapin by Claro, which is on her new album Charm. And All This Time by Norah Jones on her new album Visions. Hope you guys enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
songs I just played for you guys were Reasons by Al Mitchell's Affair and Bobby Orozco. There's a New Day Coming by Menahan Street Band and Sondra Williams, and Terrapin by Claro. And then it was All This Time by Norah Jones. As you can tell, like, Leon Mitchell is literally a genius. And then also, you could kind of really tell his style of producing, especially in the drums and the piano. He has very classical piano and then very jazzy drums. And then there's also a little bit of brass in the background too. In Menahan Street Band, he is the person on keys. I really like how he kind of incorporated his style, but also keeping the other artist's style of music in the songs. As you can tell in Claro, it's still very indie pop, but it's also his style of music as well, kind of incorporated. And then Norah Jones, she's a very classical jazz artist, and you can kind of tell his drumming, but then also, like, she's really into piano, so I assume that she was the one who was playing piano. But yeah, I think he's really cool. And the next few songs I'm going to be playing, the first one is not produced by Leon Mitchell, as I'm pretty sure. It's a Tragically Hip song. It's Bob Kagion. So that's going to be the first song I'm going to be playing. And then it's going to be How Long Do I Have to Wait for You by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Yeah, so Leon Mitchell was actually a part of the Dap Kings in the past, but I'm pretty sure he just up and left and wanted to do his own thing. And he's in a bunch of bands anyway, and he's like helping produce a bunch of people's songs because he's in Big Crown Records, and I assume that he just produces a lot of artists' songs that are also from Big Crown Records. Hope you enjoy.
Your house this morning about a quarter after nine. Could have been the Willie Nelson, could have been the one. When I left your house this morning, it was a little loud. Constellations reveal themselves one star at a time. Drove back to town this morning with working on. Back to bed this morning, and as I'm pulling down the blind, yeah, the sky was dull and hypothetical and falling one cloud at a time. That night in Toronto, where the checkerboard floors, riding on horseback and keeping start. Tell the man they couldn't hang, step to the mic and sang, and their voices rang with that Aryan you all.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. So the songs I just played for you guys were Bob Cajun by The Tragically Hip, How Long Do I Have to Wait for You by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and then it was Guilty by Lady Ray. One thing I want to mention from earlier, Menahan Street Band worked with Charles Bradley a lot. I don't know if you guys remember from the episode I did a long time ago in the summer. I talked about Charles Bradley a bit and how Menahan Street Band was kind of the band that was producing all of Charles Bradley's music. They did all the instrumental, and actually this song, There's a New Day Coming, was supposed to be for Charles Bradley, but he unfortunately passed, and they kind of just came out with it as a tribute to him, which was really cute, and it ended up being one of my favorite songs. So little fun fact. Yeah, so Leon Mitchells was also part of the Dap Kings, and I played you a song by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. It's probably their most famous song. Yeah, it has like 100 million streams on Spotify, so that's pretty big. And then Guilty, I remember listening to the song a lot in like end of 2022 and 2023. So I've been a secret fan of Leon Mitchell's for a long time and I didn't know it. And I guess it's cool to have a name to an instrumental production. It's cool to actually research about these things and find out who makes the music and makes music that I like, and then I continue listening to that type of music because I'm like, oh, Leon Mitchell's produced it, I must probably like it, you know. But yeah, so speaking of a lot of more artists that he worked with that I have been a fan of for a while, Dr. John is a New Orleans jazz singer. Or yeah, so he did the song Down in New Orleans, and it was in Princess and the Frog. So that's a really big production. You know, it's a Disney movie, obviously. It's going to be a big production. But yeah, he did that song, and it was 2023, the end of 2023, when I started getting really into New Orleans music. And I've been a fan of Dr. John for a little bit. Actually, it probably was 2024. I think that's when I started getting into New Orleans music. Yeah, so Dr. John worked with Leon Mitchells for his album Lockdown, and it came out in 2012, so that's kind of crazy that it's a pretty old album, but yeah, I think it's cool that he's been in the industry for that long as well, and worked with Dr. John, worked with a lot of artists that aren't even alive anymore that are legendary to me, you know. Dr. John, I don't think he's alive anymore, but he's special. He's a special one, and Charles Bradley is also a special one. So rest in peace. I'm glad that they ended up making music together, because that's really cool. And then I'm going to play Why Hide by Mark Ronson and Diana Gordon. And Diana Gordon worked with a lot of other artists that I'm a fan of too. So she did like vocals for Yves Tumor and Lil Yachty. And it was when Lil Yachty was in his psychedelic rock phase. When he did his album Let's Start Here, she's on Drive Me Crazy. And she's also on Kerosene by Yves Tumor, which is so crazy. She's a great singer. And it's cool that she's also worked with Leon Mitchells, because he produced Why Hide by Mark Ronson and Diana Gordon. And Mark Ronson is also a producer, so I'm pretty sure they worked together on the song. Anyway, and then the song after is not a song produced by Leon Mitchells, but it's a Jonah Yano and Bad Bad Not Good song. And it's kind of foreshadowing the songs I'm going to play after that. But stay tuned. It's called Key to Love, bracket is understanding, bracket, by Jonah Yano and Bad Bad Not Good. So I hope you guys enjoy the next few songs.
You got your personal style, swallowed a silver dollar. Now you got nothing to hide. Well, ain't moving too fast, you're just moving too slow.
Moving too slow.
I don't know what you did before, and what you know is who you know. Ain't no age of innocence, ladies and gents. Okay. called Losing Hope, Using Dope. Now we all hanging at the end of our ropes. Ain't no age of innocence. Ain't is that chance? Don't make no sense. Seen and unseen. KKK, CIA, all playing in the same game. Giving it a nice E.
I'm Thank you.
The songs I just played for you guys were Ice Age by Dr. John, Why Hide by Mark Ronson and Diana Gordon, Key to Love is Understanding by Jonah Yano and Bad Bad Not Good. So the next three songs I'm going to play are going to be the last songs of the episode. And it is Tara by Shebad, Snowpath by Jonah Yano and Claro, and First Love by Bad Bad Not Good. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Snowpath. So Snowpath is on the Jonah Yano's new album, Jonah Yano and the Heavy Loop. And I was really surprised when it came out because I was just like, whoa, worlds really are colliding, because Jonah Yano I've been listening to for a while, all of this year, and then Claro doing a collab with him. And then also Jonah Yano did a 24-hour performance recently. It wasn't that recent, but it was like a month ago-ish. And it was during the time that I think McGee was also in town, and McGee went to his show, and my friends Seth and Justice met him. Didn't really meet him. Justice just dapped him up, but Justice Durr, by the way. Yeah, I could call him my friend. What? Anyway. So yeah, worlds really are colliding, and it's just crazy, man. And then I also discovered Shebad on Basecamp recently, so that's pretty cool. And then I wanted to put Tara in because earlier in this episode I put Terrapin. It just made sense. Anyway. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the next few songs, and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I really enjoyed talking about Leon Mitchell's and his journey, and it's cool. Okay, I'm gonna stop yapping. Okay, enjoy. See you guys in the next episode.
wants. That's all she ever wanted.
That's all she ever wanted.
It was you. That's all she wanted. That's it.
After all, the kind of moon.